This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Elementary school students and high-need students in other grades are headed back to the classroom in the Lower Kuskokwim School District. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, along with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, say that, despite the still high case rate in many communities, it's safe for younger students to head back to school for at least part of the day. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
Some students in the Lower Kuskokwim School District will be headed back to classrooms this week, with others to follow in the coming weeks. Superintendent Kimberly Hankins said the recommendations from the CDC, along with local health guidelines, allow younger students to return to classrooms with some precautions.
All of our elementary schools will be reopening, some as early as this week, and we expect students back in a hybrid model and or in a phased reentry, depending on site.
The CDC says that young children appear to be less susceptible to the COVID-19 virus. The hybrid model for education was used by the school district earlier in the pandemic. That's a system that limits class sizes with staggered school days or hours. Students and staff are also required to wear masks and keep their distance along with other precautions. Parents are also being asked to permit the district to test students for COVID. The district wants to regularly test both students and staff to detect and respond to any potential outbreaks. Hankins says testing is going to look different in each community, depending on whether tests are available at local health clinics.
It'd be nice to partner with the local clinics if they have the capacity to assist, so we're exploring those options.
The district is also looking into training its staff to conduct COVID tests. It is moving ahead with some classroom instruction while it works through these issues. While the region's COVID case numbers have been going down, the district is still in the high-risk category. That would normally mean older students would have to study at home, but the district is also allowing two groups of students back to classrooms at this time: seniors to help them meet their graduation requirements, and other students behind in their work. Hankins says the school board agreed with the plan.
It might be small groups of students who are really struggling with engagement. It might be, again, those seniors. It does not mean we're opening full-on 7-12, but we are excited to be getting those other groups back in the building.
LKSD is continuing to provide remote learning services for families who do not feel classrooms are safe yet. But surveys indicate that over 80% of the district's parents are comfortable with sending their students back to school. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
In economic news, the state health department is rolling out a new program designed to get millions in federal funds to combat COVID-19 directly into communities and boroughs. Applications for the first round of $37.5 million must be made to the Department of Health and Social Services in the next 2 weeks.
I know this has been a really quick turnaround time, but again, we've been trying to get this together as quickly as possible and get it out to the communities as quickly as possible.
Maria Caruso is coordinating the new program for the health department. The money is supposed to be used to help with COVID-19 testing and administering vaccines. And each grant comes with a health equity requirement. That means that at least 10% has to go toward activities that address obstacles to health, like poverty or discrimination. Caruso and others at the health department encourage borough and city government leaders to team up with local nonprofits and other community organizations to get the funds spread out equitably among residents. There's a cap on how much funding is available for each city or borough based on population size. That means that the city of Anchorage can get more than $13 million, while Lyme Village in the YK Delta can apply for less than $650. Local governments will have to pay for the expenses up front and then invoice the state for reimbursement.
We are going to try and make that happen as quickly as possible.
Tribal health organizations are not eligible for the first round of funding. Caruso said they're hoping to roll out that program by March. There will be a different application process for that one, and it's a much smaller pot of money, $4.6 million, which will also be divided by population. Applications are due to the state by March 15th. Lastly, if you're in Bethel and ran out of books to read during this pandemic, fear not. The Bethel Library reopens today for browsing by appointment. KYUK's Olivia Eberts has the details.
Patrons can now call the library to make an appointment for their study room, general browsing, or computer station. Library Director Teresa Quiner says they'll be enforcing the use of masks and will limit the number of people in the library to 10 at a time. Quiner also said that after spring break, they plan to have drop-in office hours with their in-house tutor. Unlike the fitness center, the library will be open to anyone, regardless of vaccination status. But Director Quiner also said, as of today, her whole staff is fully vaccinated and is past the two-week waiting period. The library has been closed since October, though it has had curbside pickup throughout the pandemic. The plan is to keep curbside pickup going. A representative from the library said they may even make it permanent. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yuktoon coming up.